First, on Friday, a former U.S. national security advisor pled guilty to lying to government investigators. His name is Michael Flynn. He's a retired lieutenant general with the U.S. Army and an expert in military intelligence. Last year, he worked as an advisor on candidate Donald Trump's political campaign, and he served as President Trump's national security advisor early this year. But Flynn resigned after less than a month on the job. The reason? In December 2016, he had several phone conversations with an ambassador from Russia. U.S. prosecutors say Flynn discussed sanctions, economic penalties that the Obama administration had placed on Russia. It's illegal for an unauthorized private American citizen to negotiate with foreign governments on behalf of the U.S. And because President-elect Trump had not taken office yet, and Flynn was not yet U.S. National Security Advisor, he'd been suspected of breaking that law. Flynn initially told investigators that he had not discussed sanctions with the Russian ambassador. But after months of investigation by the FBI, Flynn pleaded guilty on Friday to one count of making false statements to U.S. investigators. A special counsel is investigating alleged Russian meddling in the 2016 U.S. presidential election. And Flynn is the first person who served inside President Trump's administration to be implicated. The White House says that Flynn's plea only indicates that he himself did something wrong. Flynn's agreed to cooperate with the ongoing investigation.